All right, everybody, welcome back. We are in the Coach's Corner, and we've got Coach Spencer and Coach Brown here. So, guys, how y'all doing tonight?
Very good. Doing well.
Good, good. And I know you guys have had a long day with the coaches meeting and everything. And first things I just want to talk to you, Coach Brown, about was with the last week with Fayetteville City and how important of a game that was and how the boys played and everything. Man, I was really excited about that one. So run through that one.
That was a huge, huge, huge win for our program. City is all, they're good every year. They're so athletic.
Yeah.
So, so quick. They always have better athletes than almost everybody else in the league. Boys just went out and everything we talked about preparation wise, scouting report wise, film wise, man, they went out and just executed it to a T. And got a huge, huge, huge win. I told him after the game, this shows that whenever you guys have the right approach to things, how good we can really be. Man, very, 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 very proud of how they played that night.
Man, that's awesome. That's good. That's great. And we'll go back with Coach Spencer, and we played Cornersville last night. Yeah. So, Coach, run through us with that one, and just quickly, like with the previous two games we played them.
Last night against Fayetteville, we had a big, like Erica and Madison talked about, we had a good start, and which we've had a few of those here lately, which is helps.
Yeah.
And we jumped out on them early, and we were getting the ball inside and scoring, and we were turning them over a little bit and getting some transition baskets, and we kind of lost a little bit of our edge second quarter and third quarter, and kind of let them back in the game, but then we finished strong and ended up winning by, 10 or 12. I can't remember the score, but we finished strong playing at their place. Going on the road in this district it don't matter where we're going, in my opinion. I mean, it don't, Cornersville, Fayetteville, Eagle, going on the road here it's tough. I mean, so. Plus, it was a pretty good drive to get to Cornersville, and
that's the thing is the drive too. Yeah,
well, we didn't take a bus. We played played JV, and if Coach White's listening, I'm gonna tell him right. I went through Petersburg to get to Cornersville, and I didn't have any idea where I was going. My phone had no. It didn't pick up, so I just kept going. I just kept driving. I got behind a couple slop trucks and. It just kept moving, and before you know it, I wound up in Petersburg, and then I got to Petersburg, going to Marshall County. I turned on 120. I thought I got to go. I've done it this far. I'm gonna just keep.
You're
taking just
going.
This country
I'm
road.
Just going. Yeah, I'm just going.
So we got there, but I was the first one there, and so it all worked out. But shout out to Coach White on his directions.
It's a good one.
But the girls play good. The girls play good, and we kind of keep the momentum going.
Yeah, and there's always that momentum that goes in the first of the game. And, like, it seems like every game, bam, bam, the girls are always coming out and ready to go and everything. And then they have to pick it. They kind of, you make those adjustments.
Sometimes we can't stand prosperity and we take our foot off the gas.
Right, right.
But like I said, the Cornersville, hats off to their coach. I mean, he's done a, I think right. Cornersville coach got, he's done a, great job. He's got some young kids. He had a girl play last night who didn't play when we played them the first time.
She had some
medical issues, so she didn't play, but you could definitely see a difference in her on the court.
Yeah. And, with Coach, and so tell us, like, what happened last night with the boys and everything and, what you experienced.
Like Coach Spencer said, man, that's a tough place to go play.
I remember
their play going last year. I think we were down, 10 at halftime last year, and we managed to squeak that one out. But it's kind of the same thing last night. We were down two. I think it was 18-16, so that kind of tells you how sloppy it was. We managed to finally make some shots in the third quarter, created a little bit of separation. I think it was maybe a 4 or 6 point game late, and then they started fouling. We stepped up the line. And, showed some guts. We stepped up, made some huge free throws to kind of extend it to 12.
Yeah.
But you got to give Cornersville all the credit. They played really, really well. They took us out of what we wanted to do offensively. We ended up having 17 turnovers, and a lot of that was, again, them taking us out of what we typically like to do. So they played really well. But like Coach said, it's hard to get a win on the road in district, and we managed to do that last night. without playing super, super great. So we'll gladly take it.
Free throws are huge.
Well, man. I thought I'm gonna brag on Coach Brown's boy. I thought his boys defended the post last night extremely well, especially in the second half.
Thank you.
They had that big guy turning to his weak hand. He's trying to shoot them.
Just kind of little throw arounds and everything.
He's got a little jump hook guy, and they were making him go with his weak hand. I thought they did a tremendous job.
That's awesome. And you know, some of your players, some of your players said, you know, about rebounding and everything. And so, what was your response? I'm not bringing up bad news and everything, but you know, as far as in the post and everything, it seems like in the second half, he kind of. Coach Spencer alluded to, you know, like they picked it up in the second half.
They did. We ended up giving up 21 offensive rebounds. And, you know, you give up that many offensive rebounds, you're not supposed to win. And like I said, we still found a way to win. And I'm going to be honest with you, man, we didn't really rebound the ball great at all until the last 3 minutes. But, like, and I told the boys, I said, guys, that's when it crunch time, when you had to, you found a way to get it done.
Yeah.
But
with a big guy like that in the post and everything, that's a really good.
Yeah,
really good that they stepped up, and you know, and the challenge is, you know, it's going to get harder because we play Lincoln County this Friday. And you know, what's the mindset and what's the kind of motivation that you got telling your teams for this coming Friday?
Well, we just want to play. We want to give them a good game. We, like the girls alluded to earlier, we weren't. It was at the beginning of the year when we played them.
Right, yeah, it was early in the year playing Lincoln County.
And we played them in summer camp and played them really well. So I think our girls were thinking, you know, they come out and hit us in the mouth early and we kind of didn't swing back. So we're hoping this time we want to see a little bit more, you know, a little bit of fire at it. But, you know, it's not a district game, but they're our neighbor, for goodness sake. So surely
we're going to come out
and play hard. And they'll bring a big student body.
They
rock and roll over there.
They do. Yes, they do.
I don't know where they get all that construction gear. They had more hard hats than T-Dot.
They did. You know, yeah, and that's with them, you were talking about how they're like basically our neighbors, but it's just like the size of the school, and it's, you know, you talk about the Tullahoma, Lincoln County, Franklin County, and how, they're just right beside of us. It's not that. It's something in their mind that's, oh, wow, this is a huge school. And then they just, you know, for me, I remember when I was, like, in high school, just forget. You know, you just kind of forget where you came from. Forget everything, and then you get lost in all. You get lost in all the big, like, it's their big schools and everything. You've proven it wrong. No, you know, when you.
You can't.
You can't let that mindset. Yeah, you can't let that mindset. I mean, these people, they live, like you said, they're our neighbors. You know, more of them. More of them at that school, but hey, you know, that's all it is. You know,
the bigger school has more kids to choose.
Yeah, they have just a bigger depth. You know, and it's hard for kids to understand
that. Once they pick their team,
it's
the team.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta, and against your this time of year, and especially with teams like that, your fundamentals have gotta meet the ball. You gotta box
at this point,
out.
They're almost tournament time. Yeah, man, at this time of year, you've got to. Yeah,
and it'll help both our teams to play them before we go in the district tournament.
Absolutely,
I think it's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, and what was, you know, Coach? What's y'all's mindset and what you told the guys going into this game Friday night?
Well, to be honest with you, we kind of worked on us today in practice. I'm going to start watching film tomorrow. But my biggest thing, I remember last time they ran a 2-2-1 press, but they really get into you and try to speed you up.
Okay.
So
okay.
My biggest thing is, man, don't get sped up. You know, once we break the press, you know, be patient. Let's get some ball reversals. Let's make them actually have to guard us and
play the ball. Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Play our game. Play our game. You can get wrapped up and playing somebody
else's game.
You're
going to have to rebound.
You
know, being a bigger school, having bigger athletes, and let's just call it what it is. They're going to be more athletic than we are. They just are. We're going to have to box out. We're going to have to be really physical on the glass. You know, try to keep it close that way. You know, we can't give up 21 offensive rebounds to them.
Yeah, you're right. And then after this, you know, it would be a good, you know, this is going to be a challenge. And I'd rather us be playing teams that are challenging going in district than teams that, you know, may not be as challenging. Because regardless, you're going to probably learn something. The kids are going to learn something from this and motivate them even more. Our kids, one thing I've noticed is that win or lose, our kids get are very highly motivated. Yeah, well, highly motivated to come, you know, highly motivated.
We're definitely, we're going to come out. I mean, I think we can win.
Yeah.
If we
yeah.
come out and do like we've been doing, I feel like we can, yeah. we can play with them most definitely. I think we can beat them. But now it's not going to be easy. We got to
We
got to do the little things, and we're going to have to defend.
Like you said, the fundamentals. The fundamentals right now. I mean, that's what it comes down. It comes down to during tournament time. Do you have the fundamentals down first? Like at tournament time, if you do, okay. Now, what else do you have? But you've got to have the fundamentals. You know, from what I've learned, my experience, you got to have those fundamentals. They're so crucial in the tournament. And the tournament will be here. It'll next week, and it's going to be here. And then you got the girls. MCHS girls are playing Eagleville, and then you got MCHS boys are playing Cornersville. Yeah, you guys have to go play, you know, kind of like a back-to-back scenario. So what is it like when you played? I know, what was it, the first time? And I was trying to tell the girls, the first time it was we had a big lead on them, and then they kind of cut it close.
You're talking about Eagleville?
Eagleville, yeah. I was talking about the Eagle. Yeah, Eagleville,
We actually jumped out on them. We were 17-1 at
I remember.
Quarter.
Yeah, it was like
They got hot. Just like I said, we took our foot off the gas. But then, you know, I subbed here and there, and then they got going. You know,
they got going.
That momentum got them going, and they started hitting some shots from the perimeter. But, they're more. Eagleville's a more perimeter oriented team, you know, than really what we are and Huntland girls are. We Huntland and Moore County, we probably throw the ball inside more than the majority of the rest of the teams in our district. Now, Cornersville does to some extent, but Eagleville and Fayetteville both their teams are kind of mirror images of each other. They run the same press, fall back into some zone, they'll play some man. But, you know, Coach Lynch at Eagleville does a good job, and I think Holly at Fayetteville does a good job. I think all in all, through on the guy side and the girl side, we got some really good coaches in our district.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. And you know, as far as even with the boys playing Cornersville, you know, I don't want to think too far ahead. I know it's next week and everything, but just wanting your opinion on how, you know, with Eagleville, and it seems like recently we played them. When was the last time? I mean, it was recently.
Last Friday.
So both of these teams we've recently just played. So
that's one negative in a small district.
It's hard to beat the same. You know, especially if you beat the team, it's hard to. There's more nerves to beat. You know, you get more. I don't know. There's more tension. You keep beating the same. How many times I can beat this team? Yeah, that's what it comes down to. And we're excited. We got Friday. You know. Last game before district. It's against Lincoln County. It's here. We're starting at 6:00. The girls are. Is there going to be a JV? Will they do a JV?
No,
do you know?
If we don't have JV. Okay. We've probably played all of them.
All right.
And we went one Saturday and played a JV jamboree. So the girls got some games that way, and that was good. And we've tried. Both teams have played several JV games. And then the positive thing is neither one of our teams are in the play-in game, so we're already advanced on, you know, we want to be that top spot, you know, and so we've got to take care of business just like the guys got to take care of business, you know.
Get everything going. All right. Well, I appreciate it. This is Coach's Corner with Coach Spencer and Coach Brown. And, hey, best of luck to you guys Friday.
Appreciate it.
And thank you so much for coming on. And, guys, stay tuned. We've got Kermit Reed coming on from Huntland. So, this is going to be a good one. So, hang in there. We'll be right back in a couple minutes-ish.